Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This is Naz.
This is Ashley. And today we have Jenna Johnson from Dancing with the Stars on. Lauren's not on. She is on a little vacay with the BF. And Naz and I thought, okay, if we got a guest, I think we can handle this on our own.
Yes.
But before, we want to talk about a couple get-its.
Let's talk about some get-its. Ashley is donning bangs, which in the past, I have found...
Have hated bangs?
No, I haven't hated it. Oh. I just think there's only a certain amount of people that can pull it off. Emma Stone, Anne Hathaway, the girl in Normal People on Hulu.
Like Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson. There's Camila Cabello, Selena.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Okay, I guess so, a lot of people.
Okay, all I'm saying is that people don't really rock them anymore. And I got on the Zoom because Ashley's... in a hotel right now. And so we're doing this over Zoom together. And Ashley has bangs, and I missed on her Instagram story that she announced that she got them. And I was like, wait, what? And she looks so cool and so 90s. Now I want bangs, but I know I can't pull it off.
Oh, thanks. I think you could. No. But Lauren listening to this conversation would be like, Naz, fringe bangs are so in. So not like, you know, straight across bangs, but like these that you can kind of like fiddle with and put towards the center of your face, but mostly keep over to the side.
Yeah. They're so you split bangs. It in half at the middle part and they sort of like land on each side. Wait, so what led you to your decision to get bangs? I must know.
I was just so over just my hairstyle. I was like, I have straight brown hair.
Yeah.
And like, whatever, like there's nothing exciting about my hair. I was like, I just need a change. And this is what I did. And it's funny because like, you know, that my style icon, Olivia Culpo, she put on Instagram like 2 days ago, like seriously 2 days after Lauren cut my bangs. She goes, I think I'm going to get bangs. What
no.
do you think? Yeah. Like 75% of people said no, which was like the exact same response that I got when I put it on Instagram. Because before Lauren cut them, I put on Instagram and Twitter, I was like, I'm going to cut bangs. What do you guys think? And I even had like a picture of me with fake bangs. And
people
looked so cute and people weren't into it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I don't care. Yeah. And I bet you Olivia does the same thing. She's probably like, I don't care what this poll says. I'm doing it.
Yeah, but the thing is, people now, you haven't posted a picture with them yet, though, have you?
I mean, on story, I did.
But that's what I mean, but post, like post.
No.
Yeah, I bet you if you post it now, over 75% of people would be like, that looks good.
Well, yeah, because I did it, and then they'd feel bad.
No, because it actually looks good, I think. Fuck, thanks. Are bangs coming back? God, I can't keep up.
You can do like little wispies.
I wouldn't look good with it, Ashley. I wouldn't. But now I think I just have boring, long brown hair. It's like all cut to one length. My hair's so boring. Anyways.
When you think about bangs, do you know how weird they are? You're like, okay, so the front portion of my hair will
just
be like
short.
Cut on my face.
Have they been annoying at any point already? And you have to be completely honest. Like, have you tried to put your hair up in a bun and you're like, ugh, this is annoying? Or are you still absolutely in love?
No, the thing is they get greasy fast because like my forehead's greasy. And then when you work out, they get really like sweaty. And so I'm just going to back what I did in high school when I had them sophomore year.
You clip
which
them.
Is like... No, I put, well, yeah, when I work out, I'll just put bobby pins in, which is no biggie. But when I'm in the shower, I'll put up my hair in a ponytail and then I'll just wash my bangs.
Oh.
Yeah. And it takes literally 30 seconds. And then with my brush X,
I didn't think about that it's like sort of its own like section of your hair that like if your hair gets greasy or whatever, you have to like keep up in a way.
Yeah. And my Brush X, which you guys is like, you know, my brush and a blow dryer in one, it dries them in perfect form in 30 seconds. So like it adds maybe a minute to my regular day.
Wow.
So it's not as bad as it used to be because I used to never be able to like style with a regular brush.
So worth it. You look great. I can't wait for you to post it on your actual feed. And now I want them. Ashley, I have a confession. I've never really watched Dancing with the Stars.
No, I get it. I mean, I've really only watched when like Grocery Store Joe was on. I watched a couple times with Hannah. Yeah. And then like I've watched Caitlyn's dance every week, but I don't like, I'm just never been somebody who's followed a whole season.
Yeah. But I am so excited to talk to Jenna today because there are so many things I've always wondered because I know that Dancing with the Stars is massive and has like a huge following. And this season in particular,
unrelenting.
It is. And this season in particular, I actually know so many people on there. Like we're going to talk to Jenna now, Jeannie Mai, who, you know, is like my host icon.
Yeah,
and,
I love Jeannie.
Produce at E, like Caitlyn, obviously who we know, AJ from Backstreet Boys, who we've hung out with. And I was like, I should be so invested in this season. So I think after talking to Jenna today, I think I'll be hooked.
All right, guys, we got Jenna Johnson on the line. Hey, Jenna, how you doing?
Hey, girl. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Fabulous. I was just telling everyone listening and Ashley that I can't wait to talk to you about this because I feel like I'm actually invested in this season because there are so many people that are on this season that I've like crossed paths with. So I can't wait to hear. I just can't wait to get your insight on like everything.
Oh, I'm ready to give it.
If you guys are planning a Halloween party, there is a shot that you must order. These are Boozy Bites. They're the Jello shots that you and I and Lauren
and I
have been talking about. have all been talking about for the past couple of months. They used to be called Ethel Ambrosia, but now they have this really cute new name, Boozy Bites. So Boozy Bites, whether you're the host or you're gift giving to a host, it's the perfect thing to have at your party. It's a female founded and owned brand. Their formulation is totally different than most Jellos because it's vegan. That means that there's no gelatin in them and they're naturally temperature stable. So they stay good for over a month, which I love. Mm-hmm. And they don't melt unless it's 130 degrees out. So right. I think you're covered there.
Right. And what's so cool about them is they come in this like patent pending cup and the little cups are just so cute. They look like little champagne glasses and it's like a push-up cup. So you never have to use your finger or tongue to like try and like squeeze them out, like no stickiness. It's so seamless. Not only are they so great for gift giving though, like whether your friend gets engaged or a birthday party, or like Ashley was saying, you're having a Halloween party, a safe Halloween party. They're also delicious. They come in fun cocktail-inspired flavors. They have rosé, mojito, citrus punch, Moscow Mule. And I just feel like this brings back, like, your inner child, like, the inner fun that we had, like, back in the day when,
like
you know.
Like, the push-up.
Yeah.
It's like push-up pops and Jell-O in one.
Right. And they're 15% alcohol, and they're shipped right to your door. So effective. There's honestly nothing like this. This is, like, the coolest gift ever. So we love these Boozy Bites so much. We know you guys will too. So right now they're offering 15% off plus free shipping for our listeners. So to order your own box or to send some of these boozy treats to a friend, all you have to do is head to boozybites.com. That's BOOZYBITES.com. Enter our promo code GET IT and get 15% off your order. And again, you must be 21 years old. See their website, boozybites.com, for states that they can ship to.
All right, I'm going to start with a fun little icebreaker. Okay. Who was the worst celebrity dancer that you had to try to make into a decent dancer? And then will it go the same with your husband? So you guys, she's married to Val. How do you say Val's full name?
Because
I'm not even going to attempt. I've known him in my pop culture encyclopedia for like the past 15 years, and I just refer to him as Val.
A lot of people do. So there's 13 letters in our last name.
Wow.
And you officially say it Shmurkovsky.
Okay. Shmurkovsky.
Shmurkovsky.
Yeah. Okay. So like Shmurkovsky.
Shmurkovsky.
Pretty good. Yeah. Shmurkovsky. Just like kind of rolls off the tongue eventually.
Have you taken his name or is it like a hyphen?
I officially took his last name. So my middle name is now Johnson. Okay. Haven't gotten around to like the full social security and driver's license. Gotcha. I mean, that's going to be like my 5-year plan.
Same girl, same.
Right? It's just like so much paperwork.
It's such a thing. Yeah, it's such a thing. Yeah. Wait, but so Jenna, who is the worst celebrity you've been paired with? And same for Val.
The worst. Well.
It's Grocery Store Joe, isn't
it? Don't hold back. Do not hold back.
Well, okay. So Grocery Store Joe was probably the worst dancer for sure. But the thing about it though is, he was one of my absolute favorite partners to just be with because he was so funny.
Right.
He was so down to do anything and like make a fool of himself. And he knew, he was like upfront and knew that he wasn't a good dancer. So it wasn't a secret. We weren't trying to pretend, but we actually became such good friends. We share the same birthday. And so he's like one of my just dearest favorite people in the world. And then he and my husband became really good friends. So man, I love Grocery Store Joe. But last season, there was an incident where I had to fill in for a pro because there was like a family emergency. And so I was paired with Sean Spicer, another one that I don't think everyone thought he was the best dancer. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting.
Oh, my God. Joe,
definitely
like so, such
zero
a,
rhythm.
Yeah, like such a bizarre pairing. What about Val? Who do you think Val's worst?
You know what? Val has had some pretty great partners. So I don't even know. He's just from like Rumor Willis to Lori Hernandez, Normani Corday from Fifth Harmony. I mean, he's had some bangers. And so I feel like he's given a good partners.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I'll take one for the team.
That's annoying.
Do you guys get any say as to like, oh, I don't think I'm going to jive with that person. Please don't put me with them. Or like, I think I'm going to get along with them. Like, is it kind of like the day that you find out who your teachers are when they get announced your partners?
It's a perfect analogy. Oh,
we have no say. And so you're always just kind of crossing your fingers because there's rumors of who's going to be on the cast. And you're like, oh man, I think we would be great. Or you're like, oh, I'm not sure we would get along.
Right.
So walking in for the first time is really, you know, finding out your fate. Wow. And then eventually, I mean, you're stuck with each other for weeks. So you start to learn about each other. I mean, sometimes it's for the best, you know, sometimes I've gone into situations where I'm like, oh, I don't know about this. And then they turn out to be really lovely people or we have a great time. But yeah, it is seriously the luck of the draw, I feel.
Who chooses? Is it like the executive producers, basically? They just like randomly pair?
They have a casting director, okay. And I think also with our executive, they kind of, depending on heights, ages, you know, family situations, always heights if there's a single, heights, ages, if there's a single person, they're going to want to put them with another single person. Hopefully there's some sort of little romance situation, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what is it actually like? I mean, dancing is so intimate. You're so close to this person. I would imagine just being humans, there's no way that like people don't get jealous or people don't get close. Like, what are your thoughts on all of that? I mean, you know, you and Val have been together for so long.
Yeah. It's funny because I feel like as a dancer, you're so desensitized to it. You know, I feel like, cause that's part of our job is touching, feeling, moving with another human. Even when there's no chemistry, nothing going on between you, I mean, that's just our art form. And so it is a little bit of a challenge when you're paired with somebody and they have a significant other. I mean, it's only human to, you know, start to make things up in your head or be like, I'm not sure I feel good about this. You're spending 6 hours minimum a day with somebody. And then you're performing these really intimate dances where you're touching, you're grinding, you're feeling, you know. So it is difficult for some of our celebrities, significant others. But for me with Val, I don't even feel a thing, which is probably bad. I'm like, yes, get down on her. Like,
that's so pretty.
His partner this season, Monica, she's the cheer coach or the coach from cheer.
Yeah.
He, one of their routines, they finished and he, like, she fell backwards and he like, full magic mic'd down her. And I was like, that's my man. Like, you know, I don't know. I love it when he's so into it. And so I don't get jealous, and I know that he feels the same way. But for non-dancer people, I'm sure it is difficult.
Like, I remember being at a club at 22, and I was, like, with a whole bunch of friends included, and I was talking the most that night to one of my guy friends who I never looked at in, like, a romantic way. Then we danced.
Oh.
And I'm not a good dancer, but it was even just, like, a little sway with, like, our like, hands touching each other. And I was like, okay, could feel a lot of things right now. It was, and then, like, it leaded to a kiss, and then it leaded to a massive crush. So, like, before you were with Val, how yeah. many guys did that phenomenon happen with?
Oh man, I mean, school dances were lit. But also too, I met Val at a really young age. I joined Dancing with the Stars at age 19. And the first week we kind of hit it off. But I will say one of the times I feel most connected to him and like sexually attracted is when we're at the club. You know, we're just in our own world. It feels like everything just slowed down. And we just get to have a moment where you're really feeling each other. And then it ends up leading to a kiss or to this. But even so, I think that was something that kind of grew our relationship is we loved dancing together. Even on the earlier seasons, you'll kind of see if you go back and like stalk us, we always dance together in the opening numbers or like the big production pieces because we're just drawn to each other and it feels good. When it feels right, you're like, why would I change that with anyone else? So I feel like dance is, you can become so connected with someone. But yeah, even still, I love to just like slow dance or grind on Val. I mean, it's been about 7 weeks right now because we're separated because of coronavirus and shooting the show. So man, I cannot wait to get back to that.
I am so stoked to tell you guys, I am probably obsessed with my teeth more than the average person. Like, I love to floss. I really like to brush my teeth. I actually love going to the dentist.
Good for you. You love to brush your teeth?
I love to brush my teeth. I love going to the dentist because I feel like they're getting in the nooks and crannies that I can't get into at my house.
Going to the dentist?
I do love going to the dentist. But guess what, Ashley? If you don't like going to the dentist, it doesn't matter because now you can get that fresh from the dentist feeling by getting this insane toothbrush. It is like the upper echelon of toothbrushes, and it's called Brush. So it's Bruush. This Brush is the most insane thing. It's like having a dentist in your own bathroom. It has different settings on it, which is so cool. Ashley, I have so much fun with it because I'm like, which setting do I like today? There's a gentle one, which I do. Then there's even a setting for your tongue for when you brush your tongue. Like, it's so insane and it's so intricate. And I honestly feel like it's the only way people should be using, or it's the only way people should be brushing their teeth. So,
no, you are completely right. Like, I know I just got my Brush. I had it for like 2 days before I left LA, and it's now like my LA toothbrush. And it is cool. It makes brushing not a chore, it makes brushing fun. And it's actually 100 times as effective to the other kinds of, like, you know, manual toothbrushes. They have this setting where it's 31,000 movements in a minute.
It's insane.
And a manual toothbrush tops out at 300 movements a minute. And many electric toothbrushes, they barely step up from that manual. But then some of them that do, they cost like $200 or more. But Brush delivers premier sonic wave technology without markups like those big fancy toothbrush brands.
Yes. And I think a lot of people out there if you are using a manual toothbrush, people are intimidated of switching, you know, to like an electric toothbrush, but because they're really expensive, this one is affordable, and we are giving you guys 15% off your Brush when you use our promo code GETIT. So go to Brush.com. That you can try it for 90 days risk-free. You can even get a 2-year warranty. That's Brush.com, promo code GETIT.
And can we just say it's got a really freaking fun name?
Brush.
Brush. What was your dance sexual awakening? Because when I saw Step Up in theaters, I was like,
yes,
I could never move like that. Like, I have some rhythm, You know, I think it's like just from being around my family. I'm like Latina, but I don't have, yeah. I'm also not, I'm definitely not the best on the dance floor. And I feel like I don't like have, you know, like that. You have to really be so confident, I feel like, to dance.
I completely agree. You have to own your, you have to like know and be so comfortable with your sexuality.
Yes, but with everything, with who you are, you have to not give a fuck. I know, like, you've been really outspoken about, like, mental health and stuff. So first, I want to know, like, what was your sexual dance awakening? Because mine was obviously seeing, I mean, obviously Dirty Dancing. You know, oh, you got dancing, served, yeah. Step
still,
up.
Dirty Dancing still yes. does it for me. And I'm oh. like, I think I can do this, and I just can't.
Dirty Dancing, when oh, yeah. he grabs her and she's sort of like bent back, yeah. you know, and they're he just like, yeah. Like, I was like, I must have sex right now, and I don't know how to.
You, I don't know must. How to do yeah. that.
Oh my goodness. So it's funny because I grew up dancing at age 3. And so I feel like I was immediately kind of aware of my body, but I also grew up in a very conservative state and just community. And I think my parents were a little nervous because I feel like at age 14, I really found like the sexuality about dancing, not in like a provocative way where I wanted to be like a stripper or something.
No, in like an artful way. Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I knew that it was okay to like touch myself and how to like arch my back. And my parents were like, what is going on? But I loved it. And that ultimately, you know, I wasn't always the smartest in school, and I didn't love as much as I felt the sheer like expressiveness and confidence that I found in dance. I felt like that's the way that I could communicate and relate to people. But I will say Step Up also, when Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan like did that last scene, that dance scene, and she's like arching, he catches her. There's like all the hand placements.
Yeah.
Yes. But I really feel like I became so aware of my body and like my own feminine sexuality in the most powerful way by learning dance and just being aware of myself.
I wonder, Ashley, if like you and I, if we had been like, I don't know if, I don't think you were, I wasn't in dance, but I wonder if I had been at a young age, if I would have been more confident, you know, in dating and just in other stuff. I never did any type of dance. I think I told you I was in ballet when I was like 5, and the instructor like told everyone to do a butterfly, and she like embarrassed me, and she was like, that's not a butterfly, that's a moth. And I was like, oh my God. And I cried and I quit ballet. I was so embarrassed. And then I just went into sports and became a tomboy.
Oh, well, I did it through 9th grade.
Oh,
I
mean, you did just, dance.
Yeah. I mean, I did dance for an hour at a dance studio a week, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's way more than like, that's dancing. I feel like almost like such a high percentage of women are, and men in this country, like were in dance when we were younger.
Yeah. Do you think Jenna, that you could ever be with a guy who didn't have your same passion for dance?
So this is a funny thing. Growing up, I was always against dating non-dancers, and I always dated dancers. I just am attracted to, you know, the confidence that does come from a guy who's willing to like put himself out there and to own it, has no inhibition. And I think dance does that for you. But yeah, I was always like, I'm going to date a jock. And I was just always a dancer. And I was like, wow. Crap.
Do you know any single dancers? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, we have a few on our show. Let me tell you.
That's hilarious. Do you guys bring dance into the bedroom? Like,
I was going to say, do you do
really
it in the home?
Fun.
Yeah. In the home.
In the home. It's funny because when we are living together, we do dance a lot, but it's more for work. But I think, you know, in the bedroom, there's a certain rhythm that you have when you're intimate. And I think it is definitely a dance, a romantic dance between your two bodies. And I love it. You know, I like know how to move my body. He knows how to move his. And I mean, I'm not saying we're like choreographed like 5, 6, 7. No, eight, like
I'm sure
down.
It's very aesthetically pleasing. Far more than what goes on in my life.
Or even like slow dance. Like, this sounds so silly, but I can't wait to be with someone. And I say this knowing that most people probably don't do this and it might not even happen to me, but like, I just want to slow dance with someone. I think that's so romantic and sexy.
Yes.
So I completely agree. And I think at our wedding, everyone was like, your first dance, are you guys going to do a choreographed production piece? And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
And we just slow dance, and it was so just perfect and connected and romantic. I love just a simple, like, lay on the shoulder, slow dance. It's just my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
So nice.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Let's go back to when you said you were 19 when you met him on Dancing with the Stars. Talk about that first moment that you saw him. And if, was it love at first sight? It almost feels like looking at you, it was.
Oh, I wish it weren't, but yes. I'm somebody that, you know, I was the only new person that joined that season. And everyone, it is really a tight-knit family, all the cast on Dancing with the Stars, the dancers at least. And everyone knows each other for years and years and years. Anyway, so I was the first person to not know anyone when I walked in the door. And he was one of the first people I saw and immediately walked over to me. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I love it. We were both in, like, the competitive dance world. Anyway, so he comes up to me. And I'm just like, oh, no. I'm trying to be focused and, like, professional. This is my, like, first day of work. I'm, like, so excited. And he starts trying to tell me. I was like, oh, you smell really nice. He goes on this rant about how his sweat could be sold as cologne. And
no.
It is, like,
oh, my God. I'm no like, way.
Who is this joker? Oh, my goodness. Ew. Anyway, we got paired, actually, to dance together. The director, the choreographer put us together. And that was the first time that we moved together. And instantly I felt a connection and I was like, oh, this is bad news. Anyway, funny story. That same week, or my first week of working in LA, I was driving down Melrose. I had just gotten my nails done at Pampered Hands. Love that place. I'm driving down Melrose and I almost hit somebody, like a pedestrian. And I'm like, swerve, and I stop. It's freaking Val Chmerkovsky running across the road. Pull over and he's like, what are you doing tonight? And I'm like, he's like, do you want to come play chess at my house?
What? And I was like, wait, play chess? That's so sexy. I love chess.
So he used to live right off of Melrose. So I came over, we played chess and it was a wrap, you guys.
That was it. Done deal. What a cool story. What a cool like meet cue. Like you just almost run him over.
Yeah, almost killed him.
Yeah, almost killed your husband. That is so cute. Your in-laws, Max and Peeta, are also Dancing with the Stars alum and met on the show. Like, what?
I know. The whole show is very incestual. I mean, there are, I think right now, currently, there are 3 married couples. And then add in someone like Max and Peeta. 4, then Kim Johnson met Robert Herjavec. They were partnered together. They got married. They now have twins. Like, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. So, but it is so interesting. I think we are a very dynamic, unique family. The fact that there's like 4 of us dancers and we all happen to be on this silly TV show. It's pretty crazy.
How long
I don't know how long Dancing with the Stars has been on air. I know you've been on for a while, so I'm assuming a while. How long are you dancing until the end of your days? Like, so, are you dancing forever and ever? Are there other things you want to do, or is this it?
So we are on our 29th season of Dancing with the Stars, which is
congratulations.
Psychotic.
That's amazing.
I have not been on all 29, but I have been on for 11 seasons. So that's about 7 years, which is crazy. I feel like I kind of grew up on the show in a sense. I'm down to do it as long as my body can handle it. It's funny because, you know, I joined when I was 19 and now I like go into rehearsal and everything hurts. I'm like cracking and popping and I'm like, this used to never happen to me. What's going on?
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, we want to have kids. So that will be a priority when it happens. Who knows? Maybe I could be dancing with like a little bump on me. That would be pretty fun. So
yeah,
we'll
that'd be
see.
So amazing.
Right?
Amazing
I think we should make that. I mean, it's never happened before.
Oh, it
and
hasn't.
No, I mean, there have been girls that have been like early on, mm-hmm. but how fun would it be to see like a little 4 or 5 month or little woman dancing around with some celebrity? I think it would be hysterical.
I love it. I think, yeah, I think it would also be such a like powerful message to the world. Obviously if you wanted to do it, that because, you know, society just looks at women that are pregnant, you know, oh, they have to go on maternity leave. They're not taken seriously
walking
when
on
they leave
shows.
Work. And yeah. And it's like, no, like I'm still here, you know,
even when I have kids, I plan to still be working and dancing and moving. I think it's really important. So I think I will be a working mommy. Hopefully we'll see.
Is there a point in time where your feet don't hurt dancing in those high heels?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is there a threshold?
No. Let me show you. So I still have blisters all over my feet.
Wow.
And my feet are hideous.
No,
but
they're not.
Hideous. But I just, it's never going to be comfortable. I mean, you just get accustomed to it, but the blisters, they're never ending. It's just going to happen. It's part of ballroom dancing, I guess.
Do you have some sort of like therapy that you do when you go home? Do you guys give each other foot massages? Do you have like all those little like
ice bath,
foot bathtub things?
So usually when it's not COVID and lockdown, we do a lot of therapy and cold plunge into a steam room or a dry sauna, cold plunge. But right now my little remedy has been taking baths. I love it with some Epsom salt, some lavender,
baths.
Turning off the lights. It's kind of, it's
my new thing has been ordering a cheeseburger on Sundays and eating it in the bath. And it's just like, it's like being in a hot tub and it's so, it's the greatest like feeling up and below, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
All right, friends. Well, we are nearing the holiday season. And one thing I think people don't often talk about when it comes to the holiday season, we normally talk about, you know, how it's a time for family and being around, you know, a lot of people. And 2020 obviously has a different idea. But even when we weren't in a pandemic and when we weren't living through this year, a lot of people actually get seasonal depression and feel very alone in times when it comes to the holidays. So
yeah, it's like, isn't it the month that there's more like November and December have the highest suicide rates than any other month?
I am not sure if that it might be.
I think it is.
Yeah, it could be.
Sad.
But I want you guys to know that there is a way to sort of help you alleviate all the sad feelings that you're feeling, and that is through BetterHelp. BetterHelp's amazing because they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So it's basically an online service that matches you with a therapist. But what's amazing is that it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available, and they're available to clients worldwide. So no matter where you're listening from, you can like go on BetterHelp and get connected with a therapist. If you have depression, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, anger, grief, relationships, if you have sleeping issues, any type of trauma, and anything you share is confidential, and they're convenient, professional, and affordable.
Yes, and so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're actually recruiting additional counselors right now in all 50 states. So that's amazing to hear. And I feel like some of you out there, our listeners, are some of those users because
you know, we are here talking about BetterHelp all the time. So I'm glad if you guys are seeking help from them. That is amazing news. And if you're not, and you feel like you do need some sort of counseling, we want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener of the I Don't Get It podcast, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it.
Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
This week, the world kind of got to know how my franchise, the Bachelor franchise, the franchise that I'm part of, has dealt with COVID. Now, can you let us in on how Dancing with the Stars has done it? Because obviously, you guys kind of started filming around the same time as The Bachelor. Guys have gone through the same sort of constant testing and almost, but not a bubble, but not a bubble.
Yeah. Originally I was like, we should do a bubble. But, they chose not to, and I actually think it's for the best, but we are on pretty strict protocol. Every day we are tested. I actually just had someone come over and do a nasal test because we have to get it in by like 3 PM mm-hmm. to get the lab results back. So we are constantly tested every day. You have a temperature check. We have to fill out a survey every day about how we're feeling, any symptoms, this, that. Like I said earlier, there's 3 married couples on the show and all of us were separated.
So that a bubble would have been better for the married couples, right?
Right, because like for you guys to be together.
Yes, it would and have.
I'm kind of confused. If they're testing you every day, why can't you be together?
So, I mean, yeah, it took me a while to understand the concept, but basically they just want to avoid losing 2 partnerships completely. So say Val and I were living together, one of us got it, we're immediately affecting both of our partners rather than if we were separated, okay. Say I got it, it would just be me and my partner that are out. Because as soon as anybody gets a positive test, you are eliminated from the show.
Yeah. Right.
So we're all kind of, you know, on high guard of just trying to be safe. No one wants to get it. But show days are really interesting because we go through hours and hours of hair and makeup, glam, and we're required to wear a mask everywhere. So even though you've had like 4 hours of plastered on makeup and your hair done, you've got to wear that mask. And the only time you can take it off is when you are about to go on to do your dance.
Wow.
Kind of sucks.
Well, it kind of sucks, but it's also great. It sucks that I've been on shoots too, and I'm like, can I just have a face shield so that it doesn't ruin my makeup? But I get it. I mean, if you can touch up real quick, it's like, why risk it, right? If someone's going to cough on you and then you can't be on an episode, you know?
Yeah.
So how long are you away?
But why would they do your makeup before?
Walking over, I think, right?
But it's, you know, my call time is usually like 7:15 a.m., 7:30, and I'm first thing in the makeup chair, hair and makeup chair. But again, we have to do a dress rehearsal at like around 1 p.m. where they want full makeup, full hair. So they want to see the whole shebang first.
Okay.
And there's time for touch-ups and everything. But yeah, it's really crazy because usually we get to hang out with each other, even outside of rehearsals or the show, you know, like the celebs get to come over to your house or the dancers are really good friends. So we all get to hang out. There's none of that. So I would say that's the hardest part. Just the camaraderie and like that family element isn't really there this season. But again, so grateful to be working. I think that Dancing with the Stars has taken it very seriously. And so far we've been great. We've made it halfway through. We're on week 6 of filming. So
how's it been? I wanted to know if you can answer this, like, because obviously Aaron and Tom aren't there anymore. So what can you tell us about like that situation and like what happened?
You know, we all found out at the same time, and I think it was a bit of a shock for everyone. I think that Tom has been there since the beginning, and so he was the show. Like, he was that Dancing with the Stars dad that everyone just kind of looked for. So it was very shocking, but I think that the show wanted to go for like a new revamped look of the show. And so, I mean, Tyra Banks is an icon, and I think bringing her in just broadens the demographic and brings in new viewers, and why not, you know? And so I think that she is so lovely on set. It's so funny because I feel like she has such this big presence, but she is like such a little sweetheart. And in dress rehearsals, she'll always like say hi to us. And if she messes up, she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Can I do it one more time?" So she's so sweet. So I've loved getting to know her from a distance. But yeah, she's very sweet.
I think that she's done a great job too. And I feel bad because so many people miss Tom and Aaron that I feel like she must be feeling like kind of sad.
Inadvertently. Yeah, it sucks because people hate change. Can you imagine if there was a new host that took over for Chris Harrison?
I mean, I was just thinking that, like, well, that is going to happen one day. Right. The show continues and that person, everyone's going to always compare that person to Chris.
Yeah.
It's the perfect comparison.
It really, you know, so that's like the closest I can get for people to realize like what the audience is feeling. But again, it's a business and they want to keep growing the franchise and
Well, this season, your partner is Neve Schulman, and my sister is the third co-host on this week. She's away, so she couldn't come on here. But she used to date Neve at the beginning at the beginning of Catfish. And now that I think about this, I was like, darn it, Lauren, why this week?
I know. She probably planned this perfectly.
Totally.
I'm just kidding.
It was never anything serious. They went on like 3 or 4 dates, but she was one of the first people to talk about his chest hair. How's that been?
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
When I first found out that he was my partner, the first thing I did was obviously Google him. And one of the first things that comes up in the search engine of Google is Neve Schulman, and the first thing that comes up is chest hair. So I was like, what on earth? So I clicked on it. And obviously there's just like a bunch of pictures. So it's been funny. I thought I was going to be like a little taken back by it at first. And now I'm kind of used to it. but I love the fact that he just owns it and it's part of his identity. And, you know, he doesn't want to change just because people think that it makes them uncomfortable or whatever. Like, it's just part of who he is. And he told me, he was like, you know, in college, a lot of people were uncomfortable with it, but I just made the decision for myself that this is me and I'm going to stick with it. So I love that he can be so confident in it and embrace it that he doesn't feel the need to shave it.
I don't get like why people would not like, I like think it's hot. It's, am I alone in that?
I mean like, have you like seen it? Hair. Have you seen specific chest hair?
I just Googled it.
Yeah. It's like tarp. I don't know. It's just hair.
It's like tarp. I
mean, oh my God, Ashley.
I guess if it were like on both sides, like the back and the front, that might be a bit like much, but it's just on the front.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no big deal. Okay, so it is no secret that I am single. Most of you guys know this. and I have been trying to actively, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I don't like to spend a lot of time on social media. And I like to sort of occupy my time by doing other things. One thing that I have been doing when I am laying in bed instead of scrolling through Instagram is I get a rush of adrenaline through playing Best Fiends. I know you guys have heard us talk about this before. It actually helps me de-stress like right before I go to bed. It is so much fun to just play a game and have your mind focus on something that's like not life or, you know, the day that you just had or comparing yourself to a picture that you've seen. And Best Fiends is honestly boredom's worst nightmare. It's free to download, literally has millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. They have more levels, events, and challenges that they add all the time. So it's kind of like you're always playing a new game.
Lauren and Hunter are in like a full-blown battle. It's like a friendly competition, but you know, but they're competitive. They play every night in bed, like the two of them on their separate phones, and they're always, you know, trying to beat whatever level the other person is on. And my favorite part of it is that the critters are very cute and it's a very vibrant game. And it's like you were saying, not as mindless as being on social media. Like it's making my brain work, click. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me feel like, okay, I'm doing something for my brain right now. I'm not killing brain cells.
Right. Exactly. You're like using your cognitive ability.
Absolutely. And there's over
100 million downloads and counting of Best Fiends. So there's lots of people that are feeling this addiction in competition, either with like a significant other, a friend, or even themselves. It's free to download, and it, of course, has, with their millions of downloads, millions of five-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. So once you've downloaded Best Fiends, we're telling you, your boredom is just not going to stand a chance. It's going to be gone.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah, there's 5,000 levels and counting. And if you're worried that when you like reach level 3,247 that you're going to run out of fun, don't worry. There's going to be another update, and there's going to be more levels and more fun changes to the game based on fan feedback. They're always listening to fan feedback. So you know, we hope you get obsessed, but like once you do, don't blame us for being obsessed. Download Best Fiends for free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That is best. That's like best friends, but without the R, Best Fiends. But he's very friendly. He's a little bit eccentric. How have you guys been driving?
Oh, man. He is so funny. He is my first partner that has loved every single thing about Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He just wants more. He loves the costumes. He loves the hair and makeup. He loves the different styles. And so it's so fun to have somebody that's willing to embrace all of it. And
right.
He's just like this big super fan nerd of dance. And it just makes the process so much more enjoyable. Because when you have someone that you're like trying to convince about it, and you're like, this is really cool. And deep down, you're like,
it's like a whole second job. Yeah.
It's miserable.
Now that you're saying this, I'm like putting puzzle pieces of my life together. I hung out with him twice. And this is like in 2010. Like, this is right after Catfish the movie came out.
Oh my God.
He took me to my first and only New York ballet.
Wait, yes? Just you or you and Lauren?
But me and Lauren and his dad.
Oh
my God. So he has always been enamored with dads. That's amazing.
So I have a lot of friends that dance in New York City, like more on the Broadway side of things. And when I first found out I was paired with Neve, I got a text from one of my best friends out there, and she was like, no way. I'm like, well, what's going on? She's like, this is Neve's dad. And she sent me a picture of his dad. And he's just like this really cute guy. And she's like, this guy is famous in New York because he is the biggest lover of ballets, plays, musicals. And what he does, he like buys like 10 tickets and takes a bunch of aspiring dancers or dancers out in New York to the ballet every week, or to a musical or something. It is the sweetest thing. Like, their family just loves dance. He's not a dancer. And so I feel like me kind of grew up with that. So he has that same like infatuation and love for it and appreciation for it. But yeah, that's so funny because his dad is like known in New York for taking people to the ballet.
Wow. And I'm remembering that they were like very excited that they got to witness our first time. And I remember like people being like, you're going to the ballet? Like, that you're going to be so bored. And like in intermission, they're like, how are you liking it? And I was like, I'm actually fully invested, like completely not daydreaming or anything. It's cool.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to Lincoln Center and like watch a ballet. So beautiful. Speaking of ballet, what is like your favorite genre of like dance to dance to?
So I grew up doing all styles, actually. So when I started, when I was 3, I did ballet and jazz and hip hop and tap. And I wasn't introduced to ballroom until I was about 10. And so I grew up doing all styles, and I could never pick which one was my favorite. So I just kept doing all of them. I had no social life whatsoever because I was just always dancing. But I feel like for the past 5 years of my life, I've just been narrowed in as like a ballroom dancer, which is fine. I love ballroom. But I love contemporary. I love a jazz moment. So I would say that those are my favorites.
Do you ever work out outside dancing? Like after you go to rehearsal, do you ever hit the gym?
So I am a little bit of a psychopath, but I am a morning person. And I have to work out every morning just to get my day started. I feel like I'm not as productive, and I am not as happy if I don't get, you know, some sweat on, my endorphins going. And I never was like that until about, I was in high school when this happened, and I was told that I needed to start working out.
Oh my God.
Which kind of like channeled, you know, some mental health situations and body image issues, yeah, whatever.
Which I actually wanted to add. I wanted to talk about
that afterward, but let's finish this question. And then I want to talk about body image. That's great.
Yeah. But I was all of a sudden inspired with kind of doing some cardio and being more aware of my body and just toning and strengthening mostly as well. So I don't do, I mean, Meve makes fun of me because he's a full-on like marathon runner. I'm over here just on an incline walk, brisk walk. I'm one of those like brisk walker moms. So what I love to do, and I do it every day for about 45 minutes, is I incline walk. And I tried running for 6 miles a day back in the day, and it just hurt. It ruined my knees and did absolutely nothing for my body. And I was reading like a bunch of articles on things about bodies, and someone said that the best thing you can do for your body is incline walk every day. And I was like, that sounds so simple. I tried it completely, just transformed my body. I feel like it gave me a butt. It toned my abs. Yeah. And I feel like I'm still sweating without literally destroying my kneecaps and just hating my life running, you know?
Right. So do you have a Stairmaster at home, like in your house?
So I have a treadmill at, in our house, well, in our garage. Yeah. And I will do like speed 4.3, and I'll go on an 8 to an 11 incline for about 45 minutes.
Wow. Depending on what my body's doing. Really good workout.
Yeah. It's amazing. So
it's a nice walk to the day. You obviously brought up, you know, growing up with mental health issues, body issues. I can't imagine the pressure it is to be a dancer then to be a woman, then to be a dancing woman, successful female dancer on the dancing television show. Like, how does all of that pressure, how do you deal with that?
Yeah. So inevitably, I feel like women, girls in general, they're just more self-conscious about their bodies. And so at a young age, I was dancing in front of a mirror every day. And I was kind of curvier, chubbier than the rest. And I'll never forget when I was 12 years old, my ballet teacher made us put these inch elastic waistbands around us over our leotards so we could see our curves. And I just remember like at 12 seeing in the mirror all my other friends didn't have these like bulges coming out of the elastic, and I did. And that was the first time that I remember being like, oh, something's wrong with my body. I guess dance in general is all about your body. You're watching the way it moves, the way it looks. And so that started some body image issues, mostly just body dysmorphia, honestly. Later in life, I had some eating disorders, and it actually started. So when I joined Dancing with the Stars, I was this young. I had like my chubby cheeks and like baby fat still. I was just out of high school. It was the first time that I'd ever lived by myself too. So I wasn't super familiar on how to feed myself, what proper nutrition was, how to take care of myself properly. And so I ended up gaining, I want to say like 35 pounds. I dealt with like anorexia and just body dysmorphia. So, you know, and it's crazy because I feel the best I've ever felt. And I still have moments of body dysmorphia where you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I look massive today. Ugh, why do I feel like this? And it's just, our brains are so tricky. They can play tricks on us. And you just have to just be strong enough to like, convince yourself, no, I'm beautiful no matter what I look like. We're just going to keep going. Or
talk
have a
back
great day.
To those negative emotions. Yeah. And don't believe the voice in your head.
Yeah.
So often eating disorders go hand in hand with girls who are very serious in dance. How do we stop this correlation?
I know. And it's a tricky thing because you are forced to look at yourself in front of a mirror all day.
Wow.
Thank
you. That honestly sounds like my worst nightmare.
Can you imagine?
I'm not even, it's so funny there. I live in like an old studio apartment, as you can see, obviously it's like from the 20s, and someone came and looked, and I actually have a little mirror above the sink in the kitchen. It's just like randomly there. And someone's like, oh my God, I would die if I looked in there. And I have lived here for 4 years and I go, I never even notice. I go, I've never looked at myself. I think I avoid mirrors as much as I can.
Yeah. And so a full body mirror every day for hours on end, I mean, that's going to do something to you mentally. But I love the way that we're kind of transitioning as a culture of just accepting, being more accepting for women and for bodies. So I just really want to push that. And I think that's the only way that you can change it is just helping girls from a young, young age not be ashamed of what they look like. And I think, you know, I think it's so important to understand nutrition and what goes into your body is good for you and what's not. But kids are kids and they need to have fun. They need to laugh. They need to feel joy. They need to feel encouraged and empowered. And they shouldn't have those moments of doubt or fear about what they look like.
Yeah. And social media doesn't make it any better. No. I can't imagine.
No.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I feel so secure in myself now than I feel like I ever have before on the show. But that also comes from just secure in who I am too. You know, whether it's from getting married and just figuring and growing up and figuring out who I am, what I stand for, what my worth is, I feel like I have no inhibition anymore. No fear of what other people are going to say. I get trolled on the daily, trolled. And it started when I dated Val. Everyone thought that they owned him and were like in a weird romantic relationship with him.
What is it about him that like all the girls like did think like, they're like, that's the boyfriend in my head.
Oh, yeah.
He was like the internet's boyfriend for a second. Yeah.
So they hated me that I was like with him and taking him away from him. It was so weird. Anyway, so that started really early on, which was scary and confusing. I've never dealt with like internet trolls. And then since then, it's just really sad. Now I think it's kind of funny. Because seriously, guys, every day I just get annihilated on social media. But
are there just weirdo people in general that like come out? Like, what's a weird sort of social media experience that you've had to deal with that you can share?
People people just think that they know you and they have absolutely no idea who you are. Just because I'm a face on a reality dance show does not mean that you know what happens when I go home, you know? And so that's the weirdest thing, is people can make assumptions so quickly about who you are and what you do and like what you act like. And they have zero idea what happens behind closed doors and just like what happens with my family. Yeah, I mean, someone told me, this was one of the like worst. Someone commented when I got engaged to Val, they were like, you know, I bet if you were still fat, Val wouldn't have proposed to you or something. Like, people are crazy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's just like a snippet in the day, a day in the life of Jenna.
Okay, so I want to know what a day in the life of your marriage is when it's not COVID, and like say like what it is during the off season and then what it is during the on season. And it could be beyond like your relationship, but just like your day-to-day life.
Yeah. Man, Val and I could sleep in for hours. I think so. Starting in the morning, our favorite thing to do, we have a little dog, a Maltipoo. He is the best. And yeah. He sleeps with us, of course. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And so I think that, you know, if we're in the off season, we have a day off, we're usually snuggling for a good and snoozing for a good hour. We get up. I usually go do my incline walk. Val has his morning coffee. We just moved into a new house, which I'm absolutely obsessed with. I'm sorry. Yay. You can kind of hear my gardeners right now. but we have a pool, and so we love to swim in the pool. My husband has a problem where if he's not doing a billion tasks, he gets anxiety. So
Jared. Ah, that's so funny. Like he needs to be buzzing about. He cannot sit down. If he sits down, then he like does get this overwhelming anxiety. I'm like, man, that must suck.
Yeah, like you can't just sit and relax.
He can't. Like so, like during the day, like if I'm like he has something to do, I was like, just like get it, watch a TV show. It'll be fun. It'll be relaxing. Yeah. And like he will not sit down on the couch until like 7:30. That's when he feels like he can relax.
Oh, yeah. And I'm complete opposite. I could slouch on a couch all day. So he's usually doing tasks. I'm probably catching up on like a baking show. I love Food Network so much.
That's funny.
And just recently we have a barbecue now, and Val's learned how to barbecue, and he is a master at some steaks with a little like truffle oil and some seasoning. So we'll probably have a nice dinner. Also I have become a part of the Russian culture, marrying into the Chmerkovsky clan. My in-laws, well, my mother-in-law doesn't speak English. So it's like very serious Russian culture. So I've learned some Russian dishes to make, which I love. I've kind of embraced the culture. I love it so much.
What are some of the dishes you've made? I'm curious. What is the Russian cuisine?
Russian cuisine is onions, raw onions. It's fish, it's potatoes, lots of sour cream, but like tomatoes and onions and radishes, cucumbers and a salad. Oh, it's so good. Chicken cutlets. Oh, I'm obsessed. Yeah. Oh, and garlic times a billion. Just everything is garlic.
Everything's garlicky. You can't go wrong with too much garlic, so that's a good thing.
Never.
How did you like initially form a relationship with your mother-in-law? Like, does she even know you? Yeah. You guys can't speak the same language.
Think about it. You know, I'm sure with you, like having that relationship with your in-laws is so important.
Yeah.
And those are going to be the grandparents to my babies. So at first it was really difficult because I did want to have those like deep personal conversations. Yeah. It's funny. I can understand Russian more than I can speak it. So now she kind of just speaks to Russian or speaks at me in Russian. Mm. And it's kind of like just sign language and then figuring it out. But I love it. It's crazy how you can connect with someone without really speaking the same language. And I have such a massive love for her. And I feel like that's just grown over time. And I can feel that from her as well. She is the best. Aww. So it's been interesting and not what I initially expected my life would look like, but that's not the best.
Yeah. I mean, going in the pool, doing your incline, eating the steaks, like you're living the dream. Since we're winding down to the end, we wanted to know, Jenna, if you have any, I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like literally anything that you don't get.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this earlier. You can name off a few.
Yeah.
Okay. One really big one for me is, why is there a seam in the middle of your crotch in leggings? Like, as a dancer, I spend all day in them. Why on earth is there so a line right in the middle? It just accentuates everything. Like, why can't it just be flat or no seam? I guess that's what seamless is for. But the seam and, like, all my Lululemons right in the front.
You're like, okay. What the fuck?
I don't get it.
I've got advice for you. Fabletics. Because there are certain varieties of Fabletics that don't have that seam there. Because I was like, I know that I get the camel toe with some. What are the ones that I don't get the camel toe? And then it was Fabletics. Right. It's very smooth.
Yes, I do have some Fabletics, and you're right.
Wait, what about you're cotton? Right. But don't all the cotton leggings have like a seam in the middle or no? Now I'm looking down. I have a seam right in the middle of mine too. Yeah, why can't they sew it a different way? Oh no, now this is going to bother me.
Why can't they even just sew it like a rainbow underneath? You know? Yes. Why does it need to make
above
like a
and below. Perfect,
like, it's like flossing. Why would you want to do that to yourself? I just don't get it.
I don't floss either.
That's a do really you good floss, Ness? I don't get it. Yeah, absolutely.
Look good for you.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a Jenna, you don't floss?
Depends.
You do, but you don't do it often enough.
There she is.
You know what? You know why I floss? You know why I floss though, guys? I have a lot of space in between my teeth. So it's probably, I feel like if you're someone that doesn't have a lot of space in between your teeth, you typically don't
get food caught there. We should probably be doing it more often.
You know what else?
Because you get stuck. What?
I have permanent retainers. So it's really difficult to floss.
Yeah.
Because you can't really get in there. You know? Yeah,
forget that.
But sometimes I'll do it.
I feel ya.
I've got two questions to put you on the spot. Unless you're not done with your I don't get it.
No, that was my big one. That was my main one. Okay. Two questions on the spot. I'm ready.
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand. Okay, maybe you should plead. You're able to plead the fifth on one of these two, okay?
Oh, God.
I'll give you the two. Before. You have to choose. Okay, so the biggest diva you've ever interacted with on Dancing with the Stars, or the partner that you would most want to be partnered with again if you had to do it all over again?
Great question.
Oh, biggest diva. It's too many to count. Ooh, this is good. You know what? I mean, this is kind of easy. I would, without a doubt, want to be partnered with Adam Rippon again. And I would do the season over and over and over again. He is one of my best friends and just the greatest.
And you guys won that season.
We did. He was a bridesman in my wedding. But he made that season so enjoyable. And you know what? It was a shortened season. So I felt like we didn't get the full amount of time. So I would love to redo it with him.
Aww. All right. That's a good answer. You don't have to talk about the diva then in that case.
Thanks. Y'all please.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, Jenna, this was like such a pleasure. So fun getting to know you and your profession.
Really
fun.
Thank you.
Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Jenna Johnson. That's it.
All right, let's do it. All right, tune in, you guys, Monday nights to see the second half of this season of Dancing with the Stars. Let's go, Caitlin. And we also have a sweet spot for
Anna Nicole.
You too, Jenna. And Niamh, too. And the
But
Niamh
I will
Perry.
Say, I love Caitlin Bristow, so big fan, and she is sweeter in person than I ever thought she would be. So
yeah, she's the
I'm also rooting for her. She's the best.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. Well, congratulations on everything. Continued success. Can't wait to see where you and Val are next.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into two shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast.